A state House bill would make it easier for gas stations and other businesses to sell electric car charging. While some solar advocates support the bill overall, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports an amendment is giving them pause.
The amendment requires businesses that sell electric vehicle charging to get their energy from their local utility. That could mean businesses with solar panels wouldn't be able to interconnect them with their chargers. Hannah Jaramillo works for Morton Solar, which sells a brand of EV chargers and has one at its office in Evansville. She says it's mostly for publicity. Customers barely cover the cost Morton pays for the EV software and cloud technology. Having to buy that energy from the utility could make their charger uncompetitive.
You want to set it to 50 cents instead of 15 cents per kilowatt hour, which I believe is what CenterPoint charges right now in southern Indiana. You know, nobody's going to come to your charger.
But the author of the bill, Republican Representative Ed Soliday, says right now, large private companies that offer EV charging like Tesla have an advantage. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill would also let utilities recover money from customers for public charging stations in pilot programs. It already passed in the House and in a Senate committee.